Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Suffering Before It's Time. He suffers more than necessary who suffers before it is necessary. Seneca. How often have you stressed over something or worried yourself sick about something only to have the scenario that was running through your head not actually happen? When we worry about things and let our imagination run wild with something, then we suffer many more times before the event than we would at the actual event. Unless you can know the future, worrying about something in the future is inventing problems that may never happen. And I've talked about this topic on the show before, but I think it's important to go over these principles many, many times so that we can implant them into our brains so that we can apply them into our lives better. And the Stoics understood that we as humans have wild imaginations and we can come up with all kinds of possibilities for what could go wrong. I mean, that's kind of the whole idea behind Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And at times this can be helpful and useful because we should hope for the best and prepare for the worst. But when we sit and worry about it, and we worry about it, and we worry about it, but what is it about this that we're worried about? Why does this worry come into our lives, and what can we do about it? I think that worry comes from focusing too much on the outcome. We want a certain outcome to happen, or we want a certain outcome to not happen, and we sit and stress about that, and we focus too much on everything we can do and try to control things that maybe we can't, to make sure that outcome does or doesn't happen. And the thing is that the outcome is always outside of our control. And we're attaching our happiness to something that is really outside of our control. So what can we do to fix this? Well, we can focus on the things that we can control. We can control ourselves. We can control our thinking. We have control over our actions. And we can focus on making good decisions and doing good work. We can focus on the process. And when we do what we can do and learn to be okay with whatever happens, knowing that we put effort into the things that we can influence, then we can just simply let the chips fall where they may and continue on. So the next time you find yourself worrying and stressing about something, ask yourself a question. Ask yourself, am I focused too much on the outcome or am I working on the process? And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening. Do you have a topic or a question that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee, and at the bottom of the front page, you'll see a place where you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to address your question using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter and donate to our Patreon account to help support this podcast. And lastly, if you could download the Radio Public app to listen to our podcast, we get paid every time you listen to an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, amor fati, amor coffee.